final serve.
Also, I thought you should know that I just talked to Pete Flanagan earlier today. He told me about your suggestion to George Moore. We're going to offer him that ambassadorship in Argentina, if he'll take it.
Well, I think if he gets the word that you want him to do it and the importance of it, he'll probably do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have Pete hit him. And then if he indicates, I'll have Pete give you a ring and ask you to call him too, see? And then, I'll call him if he's in any way receptive. He would be ideal. You see, we need a very strong man there, and he's a banker, he knows Spanish, he has great prestige, and he's got great dignity, and he'd just be perfect for the job.
No, I think he would be.
You know, the only better guy for it would be you, but I need you here. Now, that's the truth. Oh, well, you don't need the money. No, but we need you. My God, I don't know anybody else to furnish me the golf balls. Tell him to keep his spirit up.
I certainly will, and it was very nice of you to call, and I certainly appreciate it.
Well,
if there's anything I can do on the Moore situation, I certainly will.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, we've got to sort of feel, he may have a personal problem, but Pete's going to feel him out, and then we're going to look at what we'll add over the weekend.
Did Maury tell you about my negotiations in Moscow?
Not yet. No,
very good.
But Maury told me that he had put the... that he raised the subject, you know, with him, or apparently he had some talks about the thing himself.
Well, actually, Maury and I talked for thinking together when we got into the discussion on this, and I'd had a meeting with him that morning, and then spent the afternoon with the college job.
Great.
And I think we're going to work a deal on our, we'll get their vodka, and we'll get Pepsi in, and in fact,
Well, just don't have me drink the damn vodka.
You don't have to.
You can sell it to other people.
Now that's
no, it'll be a great deal.
That's one trip when you make that one. If you've got anybody you want to go along and baggage, I'd love to go with you.
Well, I'll keep it in mind, but, you know, it might be a chance. You know, I don't know what they're going to set up at this point, but by April we should know.
No, I'm serious. I would love to make that trip with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All
right,
I'd rather make that one than the China one.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't get to do much in China anyway. Yeah. Well, anyway.
It's very interesting. I told Maury that when you got back from your whirlwind visit, I think it would be very good if we could get Jack Powers and maybe Bob Ingersoll and Maury and I sit down and have a few minutes with you and tell you what we found out in our discussions over there, because of the... We all had negotiations. I think you'd be very interested in the results.
Good, Will.
It's all a result of what you've done in China. It's just the whole thing around. It's not unbelievable.
Well, we just we hope that it continues along that line. Where the Russians, of course, played a pretty hard game in some places in the world, but we can work something out here that'll help.
Never felt workshop there was any anti-Americanism at the lower level of it at the top.
Sure.
This time, I didn't feel any either at the top or the bottom, but I felt the anti-Chinese from the top to the bottom.
Well, that's just fine. We'll keep them guessing.
You sure have.
Yeah.
Beautiful job.
Right. Well, Don, give my best to Ben.
Great year for you.
All right.
Well, God, you're there.
Well, we just keep the economy going. Up. How have you been your sales, Ben? I hope they're good.
We're going to end up 10% ahead this year, and we just completed our forecast for next year. And as a matter of fact, when Pete called me, the one thing we're concerned about in our forecast next year is Argentina. Because we've got such a tremendous investment. If that thing turns around,
I think if we get a good, strong ambassador, we can. You think George could do it, don't you?
I do, and I don't. I think the guy you've got is wonderful, but he's great for the full of people.
I know what you mean. Well, you remember you told me that before.
I think George has got enough intelligence, enough prestige to do what needs to be done.
Well, if we can get him, we're going to do it. If we don't, we're going to get another business type down there. That's what I think we need.
I gave Pete a second name on it.
I think he has to speak Spanish, though. That's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely fun. He was considered at one point for Myers' job.
Mm-hmm.
And six Myers' step. I think more would be better than getting.
Good. Okay, Don. We'll take
Merry Christmas and love the patent.
Yeah, all right, Don. Goodbye.